For many of us here in Portland, the colder, wetter days of fall mark the start of perfect reading weather. And there's no better way to kick off the season than the city's biggest literary event of the year, the Portland Book Festival. The annual festival, organized by the wonderful folks at Literary Arts, takes place Saturday, November 9th from 9 a.m. to 6 at night and features local and national authors presenting onstage conversations and panel discussions, pop-up readings, writing workshops, an exhibition hall, and vendors. This year's lineup includes over 100 authors: Malcolm Gladwell, Mitchell S. Jackson, Saeed Jones, Elizabeth McCracken, Tim O'Brien, Morgan Parker, Ambassador Susan Rice, Rainbow Rowell, Renee Watson, Renee Denfeld, and Karen Russell, just to name a few. As in previous years, the celebration starts the day before with Lit Crawl Portland on Friday evening, November 8th, from 6 to 9 p.m. To find out more, we're fortunate to have Amanda Bullock, director of the Portland Book Festival, here in the KBOO studios, and joining us through the miracle of Facebook Messenger, Heather Brown, who organizes Lit Crawl Portland. Amanda and Heather, thanks so much for coming back again to talk about this great annual celebration of books and reading.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, Heather, I thought I'd start off with you first this year, because the Lit Crawl goes first, so this is chronological order. There's actually several Lit Crawls over 14 cities worldwide. Can you talk about the partnership between the National Litquake Organization, which coordinates those Lit Crawls, and Portland's Literary Arts?
That's right, yeah. So Literary Arts does partner with the Litquake Foundation in San Francisco to put on Lit Crawl Portland every year. And there's a Lit Crawl Minneapolis, there's a Lit Crawl Seattle, there's one in LA. They're all over the country, and I think even in Finland, maybe.
Oh, yeah, I saw Helsinki.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's a great partnership. We use their format, we use their branding, and people recognize it from other cities that they've been in. Local authors jump on board to organize programs, and visiting authors know it from other cities that they have participated in Lit Crawls in before. And so it's a great recognizable sort of kickoff to the book festival weekend. And actually, Amanda's idea when she started directing the festival, it was her idea to put on a Lit Crawl, and I asked if she wanted someone to organize it, and she said yes, and so I was born. We've been doing it for 5 years now. It's been really fun.
Now, I looked at the Litquake site, and one of their objectives is to support, of course, the local literary community in each city where there is a Lit Crawl, and also to kind of capture the unique flavor of that particular mm-hmm. city. So I wondered how you tailored this Lit Crawl, our Lit Crawl, to Portland's own unique character. And what would you say is unique about the Portland literary community?
So let's see, what makes Portland unique? I think it is the camaraderie of the Lit community and the way that people are just very active already throughout the year. It's a very literary city in general. I think that the community is strong. I like also that we keep it to a pretty tight walkable radius. I know that in other cities, it can be spread out over lots and lots of venues all over the city in different pockets. And I think that can also be fun. But what I like about ours is that we sort of keep it to probably no more than 15 venues. I think the most programs we've had is maybe 42 programs, which is kind of a lot. Our sweet spot's around 30. And that way, it feels full, and it feels like it's really active and there's a lot of stuff going on, but it still feels accessible, I think, and people can kind of get around to it and see and sort of get their minds around the whole scope of the evening and feel like they're really a part of it.
And some of those programs and events, well, first I should mention they're all free. Mm-hmm. So that Friday night, you can go to any of these for free, just drop in. The events include readings, there's performances, there are games, such as mm-hmm. Literary trivia, and there's mm-hmm. even something called a poetry karaoke.
Poetry karaoke has become a mainstay of Lit Crawl Portland, and it's brought by George Estreich and his band Mule on Fire. They're from Corvallis, and they come up, and they've got this big wooden wheel, and they've got a book of poems, and people can spin the wheel and look through the book of poems and pick a poem, and the wheel determines the style of music that the band will play. And then the poet or the reader gets to read or sing their poem in the style
that the wheel determines.
One thing that's exciting this year, I think we have a really good array of all ages events and events that take place in places other than bars. So I think that makes it just that much more accessible to a wider range of readers and audience people. So that's exciting. There's a programming at the Oregon Ballet School, at the Central Office co-working space.
Oh, the Literary Arts Office, too, I noticed, was
Literary
on the
Arts,
list.
Yeah, they always host, and the Corporeal Writing Center, Lydia Yuknovich's Writing and Film Center. So lots of places where you don't have to be 21, and there's some children's lit programs and some definitely something for everybody.
Amanda, let's go from Lit Crawl to the Portland Book Festival.
Sure.
You direct the Festival for Literary Arts, and we're so lucky to have an organization like that in Portland. Can you talk about Literary Arts' role in the festival and a little bit about what else they offer during the year?
Yeah, happy to. So Literary Arts is a 35-year-old nonprofit based here in Oregon, and our programs are the festival and then Portland Arts and Lectures, which just launched its 35th season on Thursday with George Packer. The Oregon Book Awards and Fellowships, which award money to Oregon writers and celebrate their work with the Oregon Book Awards. And that program includes writing workshops and Delve Reader seminars as well that we host at our space and at Literary Arts events, which are free events that are happening on a weekly or even more often basis. And then, of course, our youth programs, which includes WITS, Writers in the Schools, which places writers in semester-long residencies in Portland Public Schools, and the All-City Poetry Slam Championships, Verslandia, which are every April at the Schnitzer and are definitely a can't miss. Andrew, the executive director, likes to say, if you want to know what's on the mind of teenagers, then just go to Verslandia. Like, you will find out. And there's some really talented poets.
I've always wanted to know.
It's great. I mean, it's everything from like crushes to climate change and everything in between.
The festival takes place over the entire day, so starting at 9 and going till 6 at night, and there's 9 downtown Portland venues. You added a new one this year, a park stage?
We did,
And that's outdoors.
It is. It will be in a tent with walls
and
heaters.
So okay.
We are very aware that it could very well be raining. So we're really excited about that. We did some programming in the museum last year in the Crumpacker Library, which is a pretty small space, and it was really popular, so we needed to find...
So that's going to the stage, the outdoor stage.
Yeah, so it's all the programs at the park stage are the second event that that author's appearing in, typically. So it's an opportunity to feature people in a context that, for some reason, might not fit in with the onstage panels. For example, we have two writers in the festival, G. Willow Wilson, who wrote a novel called The Bird King, that out this year, and then Gabby Rivera, who's a YA novelist. They actually both write Marvel comics as well. Willow writes Ms. Marvel. And
we have
Gabby
an incredible community of comic writers.
Yeah, so you Kelly Sue DeConnick is going to talk
to I was going
to
mention
them.
Her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and she does Marvel?
Yeah, she does Captain Marvel.
And Brian Michael Bendix is not there, but he's one of the main writers. I think he was originally at Marvel and now DC or vice versa. Mm-hmm. But he also lives in Portland, so we have a great comics community in addition to books.
Yeah, so it was just, we were like, okay, well, they should talk about that. So this gives us space to have some of those conversations.
Now let's talk about the headliners might be too strong a word, but there's two big events that require advanced tickets, two big events, Malcolm Gladwell and Ambassador Susan Rice, both very big names, and they have new books out. One way of getting tickets for these two events was buying a book in advance, and that deadline passed last Friday.
We actually extended it.
Oh, you did extend
it?
Yeah. Okay, because this will air on Monday the 28th. So what's the new deadline?
I, on Monday, you might still be able to get it.
So okay. And all you
got
to do...
There's only a handful of Rice tickets left. And then we have some still for Gladwell. So check the website. Mm-hmm. But if you don't get your book in advance, we will have standby tickets available on festival day. So it's first come, first served. You do need a ticket to get in. But if you miss the deadline to order your book, you can grab a ticket at the box office on festival day.
So there's still a chance to get in.
But
the best bet is if since it was extended, just to get online, get your pass and get a ticket.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Which is buying the book.
Give it a shot. If you buy the book ahead of time, you'll get to skip the line for the standby tickets. But if you miss the chance to buy a book, we did hold back over 1,000 seats. So over half the Schnitzer, so that people have a chance to get into those events day.
So just come early
if
you didn't buy a book in advance and get your guaranteed ticket. Now, in the intro, we mentioned several prominent authors who will be appearing at the festival, besides Malcolm Gladwell and Susan Rice. And several of those, actually quite a few that I didn't mention, or I mentioned maybe two or three, are based in Oregon, or they have Oregon roots. And I have a list here: Renee Denfeld, Renee Watson, Karen Russell, Kimberly King Parsons, who was long listed for the National Book Award recently, Mitchell S. Jackson, Deborah Gwartney, Barry Lopez, Wendy Willis, Molly Gloss, Peter Rock, Elena Passarello, Carson Ellis, Stephen O'Donnell, and Gigi Little. They're doing a pop-up. Mm-hmm. We mentioned Kelly Sue DeConnick from the comics world, and Chuck Klosterman, who lives in
yeah,
Portland now.
Yeah, been here a couple of years.
Are there any writers we haven't mentioned that you recommend folks try to catch on Saturday the 9th?
There's also David Beispiel and KMA Sullivan are two poets, and they'll be on a panel about poetry and politics. They're Oregon writers. There's a bunch. So we can actually, once the program's out, all of the Oregon writers have a little Oregon state by them. So it's really easy to catch them like throughout the festival.
And any other writers you're excited about having?
Oh my God.
Of course, there's 100 total, more than 100.
All of them. I think for folks who are looking to find new things, we have at 10 a.m. at the UCC stage, we're doing another event with the National Book Foundation for the National Book Award finalists.
Oh, I saw
Kim.
That. In Kimberly,
yeah. And there's another story collection in there called Sabrina and Karina by Kali Fajardo-Anstein that I loved. So I'm really excited that Kim and Kali are going to be in the same event. And then that also has Lori Halse Anderson from Young People's Literature and David Truier, who wrote a book called The Heartbeat of Wounded Knee. And so that's a real grab bag, kind of, because it's young people's nonfiction and fiction. So that's kind of a good, and it's at the beginning of the day, so it's a good way to kind of start.
Which actually leads to my next question. It's a pretty much a family affair, and it's there's something for every age group, pretty much.
Indeed.
Can you talk about some of the, you mentioned some young adult fiction there, but there's also events for kids, picture books. And then there's some events like pop-ups, which are for everybody. And that's kind of an informal way of seeing your favorite writers or discovering new ones. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about some of that, the kids' events and the pop-ups?
We have a kids' stage at Oregon Historical Society. And so in the morning, there'll be story times there that are aimed at picture book age kids. So I'd say like zero to 8 or 10 or so. And that ages up throughout the day. And then also at that venue, we have a tent in their pavilion area, and that'll have free craft activities for kids as well. So Addie Boswell is going to do a bunch of crafts based on different kids' books. We're going to have origami. We're going to have the Northwest Children's Theater will be there, and we'll also be doing some crafts. There's a photo booth there and a reading nook. So there's like a family festival inside the festival. And then in the afternoon at that stage, we'll have middle grade authors in conversation with each other about their books. And then the pop-ups are one of my favorite parts about the festival, and I think something that really makes our festival stand out. My colleague Liz Olofsson programs all of those and plans all of that out.
And that's pairing a writer with an artwork in the museum?
Yeah, based on a thematic connection.
Wow.
So we, you know, look at the themes of the book, and Liz finds artwork that speaks to that somehow, and then the authors are invited to read in the galleries at the museum. And it's onstage authors, and then it's also additional, usually local authors, but other people that we wanted to invite to the festival and be able to feature. So it's a good chance to catch someone from the onstage lineup in a different context, or to see a local writer or someone else.
And as listeners can tell, there's so much going on over those 2 days, Lit Crawl, the Friday evening before, that Saturday the 9th. Where can listeners find out more about how to get passes, the schedule of events, the list of authors?
Literary-arts.org. You should be able to find everything there. So.
Well, Amanda Bullock and Heather Brown, again, many thanks for joining us at KVU. I look forward to being there at the 2019 Portland Book Festival.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing you.
We've been talking with Amanda Bullock, director of the Portland Book Festival, and Heather Brown, organizer of Lit Crawl Portland. The Portland Book Festival takes place Saturday, November 9th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at several downtown Portland venues, all centered on the Portland Art Museum. And the Lit Crawl kicks things off Friday evening, November 8th from 6 to 9 p.m. You can find out more on the Literary Arts website, literary-arts.org. This is Ken Jones for KBOO's News in Depth.